Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is George Maris, and here I am on Blog Talk Radio. I've done a lot of episodes, but today I'm speaking for for Sigma Alpha Lambda. I'm the representative for them, and my chapter is at the University of Virginia. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to give some information about Martin Luther King Day on January 21st, 2019. Martin Luther King, as we know, had given his life for the struggle against the rights of other people. But after a long struggle, legislation was signed in 1983, creating a federal holiday, making the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1994. Congress designated the Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday as a national day of service and charged the Corporation of National and Community Service with leading his efforts. As we know, Martin Luther King Jr. was born January 15, 1929. His demise in April 4th, 1968. He was an American Baptist minister, an activist who became the most visible spokesperson and leader in the civil rights movements from 1954 until his death in 1968. He was born in Atlanta. King is best known for achieving civil rights through nonviolence and civil disobedience tactics. His Christian beliefs and the nonviolent activism of Mahatma Gandhi had helped inspire King, which led to the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott, and in 1957 became the first Southern Christian leadership conference. He led an unsuccessful 1962 successful against segregation in Albany, Georgia, and helped organize the nonviolent 1963 protests in Binghamton, Alabama. He also helped organize it. There are so many things that I can go on saying about Martin Luther King and what he did. In 1968, King was planning a national occupation of Washington, D.C. to be called the Poor People's Campaign when he was assassinated on April 4th in Memphis, Tennessee. His death was followed by riots in many U.S. cities. So Martin Luther King Day is the day that we could recognize this man for his accomplishments, for what he's done, and many other things that has pulled together the distance between white and African Americans, and now with the segregation that was going on, and now today bringing people together and recognizing that we are all the same, we are all the same people, regardless of race, color, or anything like that. And he was a leader in trying to, his speeches on that he had given were amazing, especially I Have a Dream speech. That speech was so overwhelming, but I want everybody to recognize this day, and I want somebody to do something about their recognition of his accomplishments and how important it was or it is today for what he stood for. Those days were turmoil, riots in the streets, people were not accepting. Well, maybe, these are days that maybe we can understand what he was trying to do and what he did do. And so Martin Luther King Day on January 21st, 2019 will be a day that we can recognize And I hope that we can all at least think about how far we came and how great a man Martin Luther King is. This is George Maris, and you can call me at 213-943-3620. And it's a guest call-in. Ask questions, whatever you like. I'll try to answer whatever the questions are. Message will help in giving people some examples, or maybe giving people an information on Martin Luther King, and also recognizing Martin Luther King Day on January 21st, 2019. So this is George Maris. I appreciate you listening, and thank you very much.